Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Won the count. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Hit deep. Left center field. Up the alley. And there's another three-run home run as Alec Bohm puts the Phillies on top. 15th home run of the season for Alec Bohm as he makes the Angels pay for walking Harper in a big way.
What in the world is going on? Welcome on in. It is the Final Out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. What in the world's going on, Dallas? This is Bank Park. I mean, what a time. I mean, what a freaking time to be alive. They are bludgeoning the baseball. The ballpark is full every single night. And the superstar, our guy, about to hit number 300, is shouting out WIP, the 2 o'clock hour, and Chuck and Mount Airy. What is life right now? Hey, this is out of control. What a time to be alive, and I need to soak it in with everyone. 215-592-9494. I don't care if this sounds like a reaction to a World Series game. We are living in the moment right now, and this is a special, special time for Phil's baseball. Welcome on in. It is the Final Out. Jack Fritz hanging out with you. If you're stuck in traffic, somehow there was only 36,000 there tonight. I call BS. There's no way there was 36,000 there tonight. It looked like 40-plus thousand. But if you want to get in, you're stuck in traffic. I know a couple people left early. I know that Andrew Bilotti made it a little bit close there at the end. A little bit close. But regardless, they come out tonight. They continue to do what they do. And it is just fun right now. Let's get the biggest takeaway of the game, which is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. And my biggest takeaway of the game is very simple. You know, sometimes it's just as simple as soak this in. That's where I'm at with this team right now. I want you to soak it in. I'm doing my best to soak it in. Like, the playoff run last year was the best. And it had been so long since we felt something about Phil's baseball. And I was someone who, like, I lived and died with the rebuild. And it was, you know, I watched every game, you know, the last, 5 years since I got out of college, whatever, and got back acclimated. And, like, I was just yearning and dying for what's going on right now. Like, playoffs, Red October, it's the best thing in the world. But having a magical atmosphere every single night, This is what I've been waiting for. And this is what I think that you've been waiting for. And when this city, and I know this Final Out is starting to become repetitive because it's the way that they're playing right now. But this city is just enthralled with this baseball team. They are wrapping their arms around them. And the team is just responding. When they go down early in games, I get excited. Like, that's how sick we are in the head right now, is that when they go down, I'm fired up because you know what's going to happen? They're going to come back and when they're going to win the ball game. I mean, I think they have, what, 37 comeback wins right now? Soak this in. This is special. This is special. This is what we've been waiting. This is a decade plus in the making this month of August. They are destroying the baseball. 57 home runs this month. 57. It's a club record. And when you're talking to a majority of the fan base that was alive for the 08, 07, 09. The offenses started to taper off after that. One of the best offenses on paper we've seen in franchise history. This team is doing that right now. This is the best month in franchise history. And everything that's going on down there, you know, when they go down, the crowd's just waiting to explode. They're just waiting to say and put their imprint on the game. They're waiting for that. And, yeah, you know, Bryce hits 299, hits it 115 miles an hour off the bat. That makes it 1-1. They immediately go down. Schwarber ties it up. Then they go down 4-2. And then Alec Bohm comes up with what is the play of the game, which is the Mike's Amazing play of the game, presented by Mike's Amazing, the official mayo, mustard, and vegetable oil of the Phillies. We opened the show with it. And, of course, he did. Of course he did. Because Phil Nevin, like, listen, you want to fire up the Phillies? You want to have the Phillies being like a little bleep you attitude? Intentionally walk someone in front of, last year was Segura. You know, Bohm's kind of doing it this year. They did it to Trey in the game that he walked off. You want good things to happen? You intentionally walk a Philly because you know what they say? They say they did that for a reason because they think they can get you out. And all the Phillies seem to do in those situations is respond to it. I mean, Alec Bohm goes big fly. They execute a safety squeeze, which, you know, Johan Rojas after the first bunt, I was like, never again, never again. Makes it 6-4. Trey breaks it wide open. Bryson Stott comes off the bench and does Bryson Stott things. It just a winning baseball, great defense. Big home run. Like, they had, what, 3 second deck home runs tonight? It's magical. 215-592-9494. That is my biggest takeaway of the game, brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury firm. Soak this in. It's the guys love being there. The fans love being there. It is truly a freaking party every single time you go down to Citizens Bank Park. You know, during this month of August, it seems like, you know, the only game they've lost during this last little stretch was a game in which Bryce Harper still had a 3-run home run in and made it a 5-5 game until, you know, some unfortunate stuff happened. This is the best month of offense in franchise history. 57 home runs, 57. And our guy, our superstar, the guy that is shouting out WIP and is so immersed in this city and seems just downright obsessed with it, is one away from 300. And here's what I got to say about Bryce. I need this guy to win a World Series more than any athlete that I can remember around this town. You know, obviously the Phillies are the team that I love the most in this town. I think they are the greatest, and they're one of the most important things in my life. But for as much as I want to see another championship, for as much as I'm sure that you want to see another championship, I want that guy to experience winning a championship here. Because I don't think a singular athlete will ever be as rained down in just downright support and awe as Bryce Harper will be when he is leading the parade down Broad Street, when the Phils eventually get it done and get a World Series title here. I need that guy to win a title. I need number 3 to win a title, hit 500, get a statue outside Citizens Bank Park, and I need a flock to get up to Cooperstown to see him get inducted into the Hall of Fame. Like, that's what the rest of Bryce Harper's career, the next 8 years, hopefully signs an extension, whatever. That's what can happen and can transpire in these next 8 years. And then who knows after that, Hall of Fame eventually. I need that guy to win a title, because I don't think a singular athlete will get as much praise as Bryce Harper will when he eventually gets it done. And I think when it's all said and done, it'll be tough to pass Mike Schmidt, but he is on the Mount Rushmore, and he's going to be the second best Philly of all time. Bryce Harper. Get that guy a title. 215-592-9494 is how you get in. Let's kick it off with Will in Mount Laurel. What's happening, Will?
Fitzy, good to talk to you, man. It's been a while. Listen, this team is special, okay? I grew up on the 09 Phils. I was in, you know, elementary school, grew up on the 6-4-3, you know, Utley to J-Roll to Howard. And Fritzy, this team is making me feel things that I haven't felt in years.
I mean, it's been a damn near decade plus since we have felt like regular season baseball like this. Like last year's team was great, and a World Series run was special, and like wouldn't trade it for the world. But they didn't have this. I mean, they didn't have what is currently going on with this team. And this is when you see guys go from, you know, our players, good players, great players, to legends. I mean, it's the regular season bond. These guys are with us 162 times a year and 81 times at home. Like, this is what happens.
And they look, the thing with this team is ever since they turned it around this year, they look confident. You know, the guys of Schwarber and Harper and Cassie, they look like they know, you know, they're going to get this turned around and they know what they're capable of. And that's something that's really different, I think, from last year, is they look like they know what they are and they look confident in, you know, whoever is in the other dugout, it doesn't matter. You know, we can play with anyone. And I think with the combination of the young guys and the old guys, you know, I don't want to give my hopes up, but Fritzy, it's really hard. Great show, man.
I know, and I appreciate the call. And the thing about the Stars and you know, I think Bohm and Stott, obviously, I think Marsh, those guys deserve to be in there. But the way that they're playing right now, it looks like they can't wait to be the one that starts the party in a way. Like, they can't wait, all right, I'm going to start tonight, I'll hit the home run, and I'll get this place going, and then bang, like, we'll kind of, you know, jump on top of it. It looks like they can't wait to be the one that kind of starts it. And whether it's Schwarbs or Harper just hitting, again, like, what he's done the last, I don't know, it feels like, I think he's hit like 7 balls, 110 miles an hour plus in the last week. Like he's just smoking the baseball. And it's, man, I can't wait. Again, it's a 1 o'clock game tomorrow. So, you know, it doesn't have the same like lore as like a night game, especially a packed crowd. But I can't wait for the game tomorrow. I mean, it's just incredible. 215-592-9494. We'll get to all your phone calls on the other side. But we might have the answer for one thing that has driven me crazy at Citizens Bank Park, how we can kind of negate that. And I have some thoughts on Michael Lorenzen. But if you're stuck in traffic or coming home from the game, would love to talk to you. It's Jack Fritz here in the final out. All that and your phone calls coming up next here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Lately, I've been wanting my makeup routine to feel lighter and more intentional. I still want my skin to look even and glowy, but I don't want to feel like I'm wearing heavy foundation every day. Primally Pure's new Sun Serum Tinted SPF has become my everyday go-to because it feels like skincare first. It gives mineral SPF 30 protection, evens everything out, and leaves the prettiest healthy skin finish. Then, I use their lip and cheek tint for a quick flush of color. It's nourishing, multi-purpose, and makes getting ready feel really effortless. I love that both formulas are made without synthetic fragrance, PFAs, or chemical sunscreen filters. Just really thoughtful ingredients that support healthy skin. If you've been wanting a more simplified, skin-first makeup routine for summer, definitely check out Primally Pure's new tinted SPF collection.
The runners go, the pitch, swing and a bouncer towards third. It's a fair ball down the left field line, and it's going to the corner. Stott will score. Rojas will score. Turner around second. He's heading for third. The head first slide. He's safe with a triple, and it's 8-4 Phillies.
Welcome on back. It is the final out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. That's our player of the game, brought to you by South Jersey Gas. Committed to providing safe, reliable, affordable natural gas. Make the switch at southjerseygas.com/lovemyhome. Trey Turner, of course, just continuing to do Trey Turner things. He is making up for lost time in a hurry. I'll say that. Obviously, the beginning of the season, really rough. The ovations happened. Everything since that has just been, again, one of the most, one of the most fun months of Phil's baseball of my life. I mean, no doubt about it. When they hit 57 home runs, and the month's not even over yet, yeah, it's a pretty special month. They had 5 home runs tonight, which tied a season high. The Angel series last year turned the season around. Maybe this is one of a more of a springboardy kind of series. But Trey Turner hit the home run late. It's just everything is clicking for this team, and I mean, he has a chance. If you told me pre-ovations, which was August 4th, when he's batting like 232 and at like a 289 OBP, that he has a realistic chance to end the year hitting 265 with 25 home runs, I would have said you were crazy. But he is making up for loss. And the fact that you get Turner back to what he's doing, which is he's looking like the guy they paid $300 million for. You obviously have Bryce, whose power is back in a monster way. I mean, it's two of the biggest deadline acquisitions you could have made. A couple of them, I mean, Schwarber has like a 1,000 OPS in August. You have Bowman Stott doing Bowman Stott things. I mean, the offense, it seems like every game, and I believe in August after tonight, I mean, they have to be averaging over 7 runs a game. I know heading into the game, they were averaging about 6.2. So, I mean, they're close to 7 runs a game in August. This is what we dreamed of. This is what we've been waiting for. This is what we talked about all offseason, what they could do. Did it take them a while? Yeah, it took them a while. Was it frustrating? Yeah. But they are, and I am not in the camp of they're peaking too early. I think they're just reveling in the atmosphere, and they're playing up to the atmosphere. And they're just, what a run we are currently experiencing from this baseball team. Now, one thing that drives me crazy is Eagles' chance at Phillies games. Now, this is a personal thing for me. If you do it, it's fine. But for me, it has always driven me crazy. Now, when they're bad, I got it. You know, they're bad. You want to do an Eagles chant when they're getting blown out late. Knock yourself out. But when the Phillies are playing good and they're playing at a high level, like last week, they did Eagles chants at the Phillies game when the Phillies are playing well. It's like, I don't need to hear it. I don't need to hear it. But when I brought this up, people say, well, what do you want people to do late in the game when they're just waiting for it to be over because the Phillies are up by so much? And I never really had a good retort. But tonight, what you heard in the ninth was a little roll call. So instead of Eagles chants at Phillies games, maybe get a little roll call going, you know, show a little appreciation rather than the fraud-ass Yankees doing it in the first inning and setting their team up for failure. You do it late, so they earn that roll call. It sounds like a good plan all around. But either way, I'm glad I didn't have to be the leader of the movement on that. It's organic, and I fully endorse it. I fully endorse late in games instead of your little Eagles chants. We'll get to Eagles season. A nice little roll call and let those players know, hey, we're still here. I'm a big fan. I'll get some thoughts on Michael Lorenzen here in 1 second. But Aaron is in Cherry Hill. What's happening, eh?
Hey, how are you? Love it. Loving your passion. Love the Phillies. Love this team. And can't wait to go to the game tomorrow. And I agree with your comment about the Eagles' chance shouldn't be there at the Phillies games. But you can't win a World Series in August. It's not going to happen, right? And I'm nervous of that. Right? Like, you're putting people in the Hall of Fame. You're putting people on Mount Rushmore, and we haven't won a thing.
Well, right? Bryce is going to get there.
Well, I hope so. Believe me, I love them. I love the team. But keep in mind, we're still in second place and far out of first place. The Braves are a tough team. Mm-hmm. You know, we beat them last year, but it's not the same team. I'm not ready to crown the championship and get my tickets to the parade.
Yeah,
right? That's where I am. I'm with you, but you can't, right? Look at the Boston Bruins this year, right? How many wins do they have? Got them nothing, right?
I love talking pucks. But, I didn't set it a lock to win the World Series. I'm kind of just, I'm reveling in the moment right now. And like, it's a really, really exciting time for Phil's baseball. Like, I believe what I said in the open was I want Bryce to win a World Series, and I'm not saying this year, but I think eventually they get it done. It's just I can't help but just be thrilled with how they're playing right now, and there's the peaking too early concerns, is there concerns about the Braves peaking too early, or are they just a really, really good team? I mean, the Phillies have been they're now 21 games over 500 since June 2nd. I mean, maybe the Phillies are just a really good team that just got started a little bit later.
Yeah, look, I'm mostly with you, but I also look at it and say, look, we just beat up on the Cardinals. We're beating up on the Angels that don't even have Trout or Ohtani pitching, right? So who are we beating? So I'm with you. I'm hoping the Braves have peaked already and they're on their way down. I don't know, but I'm just not there yet, but I'm going to love every minute of it if they keep doing this.
Totally, man. I think that's perfectly fine. And whatever. I mean, it's cool. I'm someone that lives day to day with this team, live and die with them every single day. And when they're playing the way they are right now, I just can't help but just be overwhelmed in excitement for having meaningful and fun and difference making regular season baseball. That's what I love. That's what makes me happy. And sure, could this be cut and put on All Things Exposed? Like, sure, whatever. But it's how I feel right now. And the way Bryce is playing, the way the rest of the team's playing, it's just a magical time. And this, I know they're beating up on some tomato cans, but, you know, we've seen them play down to competition a lot this year. Like, they've actually been better at playing up to competition. I mean, they have series wins over the Orioles. They swept the Rays, Dodgers, Diamondbacks. Like, the Giants came here last week. They've played down a couple times to some bad competition. They've lost series to the Pirates and the Nationals and whatever. And what they're doing right now is they're showing up and they're just freaking destroying teams. And that's something we haven't felt around here in a decade plus. I have some thoughts on, obviously, Michael Lorenzen tonight. It's my one, like, so the offense, great, fun, best thing ever. He's just, ever since obviously the no-hitter, it just obviously doesn't look the same. I would hope that 124 pitches doesn't totally throw off, the rhythm he's on. Or maybe I can't tell if it was more 9 days off or 124 pitches that have us getting this version of Michael Lorenzen. But with if the season ended today, I can't put him in my playoff rotation. Rendifo had two home runs tonight. Seems like everything's just up a little bit. Seems like he's lost that feel for the changeup. Stuff was never, you know, even in the no-hitter, he walked four guys. There was a lot of hard contact. So it was, I have respect for he went deepish into the game, give the bullpen a pretty good rest. That's kind of what the starters have been doing. I mean, the starters really since June when they got hot. I mean, the month of June, the starting staff pretty much carried the team. It's almost like every pitcher is doing the same thing besides what Wheeler and Nola have done the last little bit here, where it's runs early, they go down, and then you get to the sixth inning and they're still in the game. I mean, they have the longest average innings per start in baseball. They have one of the best, I mean, by the numbers, one of the best rotations in baseball. It just doesn't feel that way because they usually allow like three or four runs in the first three innings. So, he's just okay. If the playoffs started today, I'm not putting him in my rotation. And it looks like Ranger's going to be back this weekend. So hopefully he can get on a roll here and they can set up Wheeler, Nola, Ranger heading into the playoffs. Kevin is in Manayunk. What's happening, Kev?
Jeff, what's up, man, dude? Great game tonight.
Oh, it's the best. I mean, this is the greatest. We've waited a while for this, Kevin.
Seriously. I mean, listen, the atmosphere at the bank tonight in that sixth inning, I mean, everybody knows we're not out of it, down 4-2. Bryce gets intentionally walked. And, you know, everyone's on their feet in the sixth inning. Boom, 3-run shot. I mean, atmosphere, electric. And even that roll call in the ninth, man, I mean, it's special this year.
It's totally special. You know, the roll call, my buddy was there. He said the sixth inning was the loudest regular season game that he's ever been to. You know, we even got a nice little bat spike out of Bomer, which I guess that's going to be the thing now when we hit big home runs, is we're going to get a bat spike. I wonder if Bryce has a bat spike in him. You know, maybe for 300 he'd give us one. But he's more – when Bryce hits one, it feels like more he's soaking in the moment rather than, like, throwing a bat down, whereas Bohm and Hoskins are just like, bang, that bat is being thrown on the ground. But, yeah, you know, I might have to start betting this, Kevin. Whenever someone intentionally walks a Philly, just bet on the next guy to at least hit an RBI single.
I mean, it's so awesome for Bohm to go out there after Bryce gets intentionally walked. I mean, obviously, respect Bryce. I mean, he's so hot right now. But everybody in that stadium felt it. You know, people are on their feet. And it felt like it was going to happen, that Bohm 3-run shot. I mean, this team, there's never a doubt. Never a doubt.
No, why would there ever be a doubt with this team? There are fills. 215-592-9494. Hold the lines with your phone calls on the other side. Also, in case you missed it, Bryce Harper, WIP listener, confirmed post-game, listens in the 2 o'clock hour and loves one of our callers. Who is it? You'll hear that, and we'll look ahead to the pitching matchup for tomorrow before handing things off to Jody Mack. It's Jack Fritz here on The Final Out.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
The 1-0 pitch on the way. Swung on, crushed. Long gone to right, and it's off the railing of the second deck. Game tied, 1-1, Harper's 14th.
Sure was. Welcome on back. It is The Final Out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable will never look so good. Jack Fritz hanging out with you, reacting to another beautiful night down at Citizens Bank Park. And there's nothing funnier, and you can tell when a team is just on fire you know, especially when they're just crushing the ball at the ballpark. When people just start laughing, like when Bohm hit the home run, I was like, of course he did. The Stott home run, Turner, that's when you know things are really, really clicking. So Bryce hits number 299 tonight. Fransky's laughing. The ball's hit 115 miles an hour. Just absolutely just smoked. I mean, just absolutely. There's no other word to say. I mean, there are other words to say. But just absolutely crushed. And he is just on. I think it's seven balls in the last week and a half hit over like 110 miles an hour. I mean, it's just absurd. The power all of a sudden is back in a big way. I mean, it's 14th of the year. Hopefully he can get the 25. We'll see. I've now become just fixated on Bryce getting to 300. He's at getting to 500. He's at 299. Hopefully hits 300 tomorrow. We don't have to have that happen on the road. But still, special player. And again, I said in the open, I want to see that guy win a championship here more than like I want to see the Phillies win a championship, because I think he'll be the most celebrated athlete ever in the history of the city. If they bring it home. So, unbelievable run. And what made it more unbelievable is what happened post game. I was sitting here, I was like, oh, like, because I usually have the TV on mute, but I got back in here after, you know, writing out the open and stuff. And I sit down, I was like, oh, Bryce is talking. Let's hear what he has to say. Well, I didn't expect this. Here is Bryce Harper shouting out WIP and his favorite caller.
I was driving in today, and you know, I'm listening to WIP like I do a lot, the 2 o'clock hour. And a guy named Chuck called in, and he calls in a lot. He's hilarious. But I said, you know, he was talking about our team and talking about me and stuff. And I walked in the training room. I was like, I'm gonna go deep tonight for Chuck. That guy had me fired up, man. But you know, it's just funny. I mean, this team as a whole, we, you know, come in here, play with Phillies across our chest. We're all family. We're all pulling. You know, on that same rope, and you know, we just have a great group in here, a lot of fun, and just, you know, really good team.
I mean, what's going on? What is life right now? I mean, not only, I mean, it's been a hot streak for WIP. For as much crap as we get, I mean, look at what we've done for this Phils team. You know, the Trey Turner turning our season around, and now I got Bryce Harper, the superstar of the city, shouting out WIP and Chuck Mountaineri's firing up for games. He's going to come in and hit number 299 for Chuck Mountaineri. Well, I mean, Bryce, man, how about you hit number 300 for me tomorrow? How about that? I mean, how about that? And when 500 comes around, we'll work on it. But still, what a moment, what a guy. And I mean, talk about getting it. I mean, he gets it more than most. Let's go to Mike in Westchester. What's happening, Mike?
What's going on, Fritz? Coming back from the game right now, stuck in some traffic, but could not care less. I mean, you were right. It felt like a sellout there tonight. I mean, it's just moment after moment. I mean, the Boehm home run felt like a playoff atmosphere. The roll call was awesome, and I think the question you got to ask yourself here, Fritz, is at what point are teams going to start refusing to score first? Because it is a death sentence at this point.
I know. It's like that used to make me so mad, Mike. You know, like a month ago, I'd be like, oh, great, down early. They're not going to come back, and this is going to be a frustrating night. When Rendifo hit the home run, I was like, great. Like, awesome. Do that. Like, I will gladly be – I mean, they were down twice in this game. I mean, 1-0 and then 4-2. And it's just – at no point was I feeling, yeah, they're going to lose this game. That's when you know you got something special.
No, absolutely. And you can feel that in the stadium too. I mean, we're down 4-2 in the sixth, and there's a buzz still. Like, it still feels like everyone's just waiting for that moment, and Boehm gave it to us. And I got to talk about, I mean, our guy, Bryce Harper, real quick. Doesn't it just feel like he's in one of those modes where every time he steps up to the plate, you feel like he's going to put one in the second deck? And it's like how he was in the playoffs last year and the second half of 21, but even to another level, man, he is dialed in, and he's just our guy.
I mean, Mike, I'm expecting him to do something great every single time he's up there, but it's like every ball's 100 miles an hour plus off the – I mean, every ball is just – it's just ripped, man. Like, I mean, this is – it's obviously you think about Ryan Howard and what he would do in Septembers and put this team on his back. But the nice part about Bryce is that it's not even just him right now. He's been unbelievable. But, like, Boehm has the big home run tonight. Turner has three more RBIs and two hits. Like, it's the whole team right now.
It's the whole team. You're right, but you even played the soundbite coming back from break. I mean, that explosion off the bat over the radio felt like it sounded like a video game. I mean, it's just unbelievable right now. What a ball club we got down in South Philly. Thanks for taking my call as always, Fritz.
Of course, Mike, appreciate it. Yeah, it's you know, I said when he hit the 3-run home run off of Duvall last week, I hadn't seen a poof like that on a baseball field since Randy Johnson blew up that bird back in like the early 2000s. I mean, that's what it looked like. Let's go to Natalie in Vineland. What's happening, Natalie?
Hey, Jack, how are you tonight?
Couldn't be better, I don't think. I mean, outside of like, you know, a playoff win and a World Series run, this is a pretty fun time right now.
No doubt. So I got to tell you, earlier today I was listening in to Ike and John, and Ike called Alec as being the hitter tonight.
Yep.
And I dialed in and was getting ready to tell them, Alec, I'm calling Alec and Schwarber.
Look at you. You got to have a feel.
So anyhow, it timed out before I got a chance to get on and speak with them, which is fine, no big deal. But it was awesome to see that.
Yes.
But I'm trekking right with you with all of this. It is unbelievably exciting to watch the maturity in some of our younger guys. Like, they are just, and the confidence. It's like a relaxed confidence, and they are just steady. I mean, we've had games where we've dipped, and like you said, you know, we've played down, but they just keep coming up. They just are like bringing it. And I had a chance to actually talk to Trey
really?
A couple weeks ago at a
wow.
game. And it was right after, it was like the day after the standing ovation.
Okay.
And I like literally just told him, I'm like, dude, we love you. Like, go out there and kill it tonight. Like, we all believe in you. Like, Philly loves you. We love you. You got this. Go out there. I was like, crush it tonight. Hit a homer. And he hit a 3-run homer that night, which,
wow.
So I feel like what you're saying about the city and like Bryce and everything, I agree. Like, I think there is just such a huge connection. And I am so happy and excited to see like how we're lifting our guys up and they're feeling it and we're feeling, and it's just this conversation going back and forth. And I'll tell you what, I say Bryce is hitting it tomorrow.
All
I
right.
say he's hitting it tomorrow.
Well, I mean, you've been on a roll. I mean, you've been on a roll.
Yes,
you,
he has.
You helped Turner. You had the pregame prediction. And frankly, Natalie, like, this is a phone call that's brought a massive smile to my face. So thanks for calling in. And let's keep the vibes high. Let's keep the vibes high, all right?
Awesome. We sure will.
Right. Appreciate the call, Natalie. It's just, you know, again, there's just something different in the city when the baseball team plays like this. It's different. It's fun. You just can't wait for the next game and see what they're going to do. And again, 1 o'clock tomorrow. Can't wait. Obviously, you can listen to it on WIP. It's going to be magical. Magical. I mean, if it's magical again, I mean, the city might not be standing by 5 o'clock. Tomorrow, Christopher Sanchez on the mound versus Reed Detmers. Reed Detmers, pretty good rookie year a couple years ago. First-round pick out of Louisville. Hammer curveball. Just as kind of regressed this season, an ERA over 5 on the whole year, and an 8.68 ERA this month. Frankly, I'm just curious to see if the Angels can, like, field a team tomorrow. I mean, before the game, I think they put, like, 6 guys on waivers, and Grichuk was still playing, which was weird, and Renfro was still playing. So maybe those guys get claimed and they're not in the lineup tomorrow, which would just weaken their team even more. I guess we'll see who even plays for the Angels tomorrow. But Chris Sanchez on the mound, just continuing to hopefully go out there and do his thing and just go out and show and go 6 innings, allow 3 runs or less. Hopefully he gives up a lead early and we can just battle our way back and continue the good times. But right now, I tweeted this morning. If the playoffs started today, and obviously you got to get through the wild card round, I'm giving Chris Sanchez the ball in the NLDS. He has given me that much confidence. And I've been downright shocked by what we've seen out of Christopher Sanchez. But it's almost like him and Ranger have just kind of switched roles here. He's the guy that seems calm on the mound, that's going deep into games and never getting lit up. And Ranger's been kind of hit or miss after what was a really, really good June. So I'm excited to see what Christopher Sanchez does tomorrow. Either way, a lefty on the mound against this Phillies lineup right now does not seem like the best idea in the world. But either way, can't wait for it. Thanks to everyone that called in tonight. A lot of fun as always. If you're stuck in traffic, Jody will obviously continue to take your calls and react to a big night down at Citizens Bank Park. Nick Earnshaw produced the program as always and did a great job per usual. Mark Snorese will be back reacting to it all tomorrow. And I'm sure Chuck Amonari is going to be on cloud 9 talking about his guy, Bryce Harper. So we'll be back reacting to the game tomorrow. Jody Max got you coming up next. Thanks for hanging out here on the Final Out tonight on Sports Radio 94 WIP.